Palm Springs requiring vaccine passports, proof of negative test, to enter indoor restaurants, bars. By Hannah Blow on August 6, 2021. Palm Springs, California, will now require businesses to discriminate against the unvaccinated after the Palm Springs City Council unanimously approved a policy requiring patrons of indoor restaurants and bars to show proof of vaccination or a recent negative coronavirus test prior to entry. During a special meeting Wednesday, the council approved a handful of measures related to the Chinese coronavirus, requiring people to show proof of vaccination or a recent negative coronavirus test prior to entering an indoor restaurant or bar. That policy also applies to large-scale ticketed events. However, unvaccinated individuals will not be required to show proof of a negative test if they choose to dine in an outdoor area. Additionally, the council approved a measure requiring customers and employees to wear masks indoors. According to ABC 7, council members said these mandates can be reduced and appealed at any time and with another special meeting if needed. The news comes on the heels of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., making vaccine passports a reality in the Big Apple. This week, he announced a policy requiring businesses to discriminate against the unvaccinated, requiring indoor restaurants, gyms, and entertainment venues to require patrons to prove they are vaccinated to gain entry. Inspections and enforcement begin mid-September. On Thursday, the Democrat mayor boasted about the policy and predicted that similar policies will begin to take place all over the country. "We are taking bold action for ourselves but also to help everyone else take bold action. The key to NYC Pass, this is what's going to be happening all over the country," he said, describing the ban on the unvaccinated as a shape of things to come. "Make no mistake. What we have put in place related to indoor dining, indoor entertainment, indoor fitness is the shape of things to come. And you're going to see more and more companies do the same thing," he said, predicting that other local governments will follow suit. "I want to thank President Joe Biden who embraced this idea immediately, literally within hours. This needs to be done all over this country to stop the Delta variant," the Democrat continued. "We know human nature. A lot of people hearing there's a requirement or requirement coming respond to that. It's normal. It's natural. The voluntary phase was great," he said, deeming the voluntary phase over.